जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालवा गिरि वन द्वारे जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालवा गिरि वन द्वारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा बन चरे जामुन तेरा बन चरे जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालवा गिरि वन द्वारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा बन चरे यमुना तेरा बन चरे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय हो राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय नित्यालील प्रविष्ट अष्टतर श्री श्रीमनिष्ठ वाणी श्री श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास श्री गौर भक्ति श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भगवतान की जय गौर भ्रमनंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू देव समुद्र बोधिस ऑल ग्लोरी टू देव समुद्र बोधिस All glories to the awesome devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 19. Tatraikayavanam Dayad Avyuchinena Chetasa Manone Vishayam Yuktvam Tata Kinshananasmarit Param Tat Paramam Vishnu Mano Yatra Pashidati Tatraikayavanam Dayad Avyuchenena Chetasa Mano Nivishayam Yuktvam Tatta Kinchananasmarit Padam Tat Paramam Vishnum Mano Yatra Pasidati Tatraikai Vaihavam Dahid Avyuchenena Chetasa Navi Nanyirvishaya Mano Nirvishayam Yuktvam Tatta Kinshananasmarat Padatat Paramam Vishnum Manho Yatra Pasidati. Please chant. Tatraikai Vaihavam Dahid
thereafter, Eka, one by one, Avyavam, limbs of the body, diet should be concentrated upon avyuchanena without being deviated from the complete form. Chetasa, by the mind. Mana, mind. Nirvisayam, without being contaminated by sense objects. Yuktva, being dovetailed. Tata, after that. Kinchana, anything. Na, do not. Smarat, think of. Padam, personality. Tat, that. Paramam, supreme. Vishnu, of Vishnu. Mana, the mind. Yatra, whereupon. Prasidati, becomes reconciled. Thereafter, you should meditate upon the limbs of Vishnu, one after another, without being deviated from the conception of the complete body. Thus, the mind becomes free from all sense objects. There should be no other thing to be thought upon. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is the ultimate truth, the mind becomes completely reconciled in him only. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Foolish persons, bewildered by the external energy of Vishnu, do not know that the ultimate goal of the progressive search after happiness is to get in touch directly with Lord Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. Vishnu Tattva is an unlimited expansion of different transcendental forms of the personality of Godhead. And the supreme or original form of Vishnu Tattva is Govinda, or Lord Krishna, the supreme cause of all causes. Therefore, thinking of Vishnu or meditating upon the transcendental form of Vishnu, specifically upon Lord Krishna, is the last word on the subject of meditation. This meditation may be begun from the lotus feet of the Lord. One should not, however, forget or be misled from the complete form of the Lord. Thus, one should practice thinking of the different parts of his transcendental body one after another. Here in this verse, it is definitively assured that the Supreme Lord is not impersonal. He is a person, but his body is different from those of conditioned persons like us. Otherwise, meditation beginning from the pranava, omkar, up to the limbs of the personal body of Vishnu would not have been recommended by Sukadeva Goswami for the attainment of complete spiritual perfection. The Vishnu forms of worship in great temples of India are not, therefore, arrangements of idol worship, as they are wrongly interpreted to be by a class of men with a poor fund of knowledge. Prabhupada's so polite. Rather, they are different spiritual centers of meditation upon the transcendental limbs of the body of Vishnu. The worshipable deity in the temple of Vishnu is identical with Lord Vishnu by the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Therefore, a neophyte's concentration or meditation upon the limbs of Vishnu in the temple, as contemplated in the revealed scriptures, is an easy opportunity for meditation for persons who are unable to sit down tightly at one place and then concentrate on pranava, omkar, or the limbs of Lord Vishnu as recommended herein by Sukadeva Goswami, the great authority. The common man can benefit more by meditating on the form of Vishnu in the temple than the omkar, the spiritual combination of A, U, M, as explained before. There is no difference between omkar and the forms of Vishnu, but persons unacquainted with with the science of absolute truth, try to create dissension by differentiating between the forms of Vishnu and that of Omkar. Here it is indicated that the Vishnu form is the ultimate goal of meditation, and as such, it is better to concentrate upon the forms of Vishnu than the impersonal Omkar. The latter process is also more difficult than the former. Om Jnana Timaram Dasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksuhun Melidam Yenatasma Sri Guru Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachanam Vandum Lam Jayati Girim Yakri Patamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinitarina Vanchakopaturu Yascha Kripa Sindhu Bahavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. My only constant companion, my friend, my guru, my wealth, that which has delivered me, my great fortune, and the source of my good luck, the form through which I taste pleasure, my obeisance is unto you, O Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember when I was a young devotee back in the early days in St. Louis, we had access to the Srimad Bhagavatam in single chapter paperback publications, particularly of the second canto. I'm sure many of you here remember those. One of them was this particular chapter. And if I remember correctly, the cover of that particular volume had a picture of little Radhakrishna in New York on it. It was a very convenient way to carry the Bhagavatam around with you and to be able to study the Bhagavatam quite easily. You know, when one was in the car driving out to the Sankirtan spots, or, you know, when you had it in your book bag and just pulled it out for a quick moment, or during the middle of the day when you take your lunch break under the trees on the corner of some parking lot somewhere far, far removed from the Naimisharanya forest. So this was the first introduction for many of us, myself included, to this all-important section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Is that it? Okay. So there were, I think, three or four chapters of these, but the one I particularly remember was this one. And it's widely read by all the brahmacharis. We all had a copy of it. Yeah. So in the earlier part of this particular chapter, the mental state of the karmi, or maybe even lower, depending, and the mental state of the transcendentalist are compared here, spoken of, noted by Sukadeva Goswami. Well, just to reacquaint ourselves with these very important verses, the first text of this chapter, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing and is approved by all transcendentalists." After Sukadeva Goswami is appreciating, this is the first thing he does, he appreciates this higher nature of this question by the king. Very important question. Then after acknowledging that, he begins to contrast that with the other types of subject matters that persons are interested in. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing of in human society, O Emperor. You know, this was spoken at a much more peaceful time in creation. You can imagine how many more subject matters we all have immediately available to us just right at the tip of these little things every one of us carry around in our pocket 24/7. Some of us make the mistake of sleeping with it next to our bed, lest we be disconnected from the world out there. Maybe we have loved ones on the other side of the planet we want to be sure we're in touch with, but whatever. So how much more distractions we have in this day and age? Text 3. The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night, either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members. Text 4. Persons devoid of atmatattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, the children, and the wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. I just heard Prabhupada was saying the other day, he was describing an example we're all very familiar with, the different levels of realization. Somebody says something, okay, I get it. Somebody says something, we see it actually happens. Oh, okay, I get it. Somebody says something, we see it actually happens, and we experience ourselves. Oh, okay, I get it. Which level are we going to have to be at? And then the final verse of this collection I wanted to highlight here. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the Controller, and the Savior from all miseries. There's a certain religious tradition which favors very strongly on our Savior, and they push this point very adamantly. Here we see what is the Savior of all of our miseries, remembering the personality of Godhead. This will save us. And it's very significant here that if we desire to be free from all the miseries, and we don't even have to go into them, each of us has our own special flavor of miseries, but we've all got them. If you happen to have the fortune or misfortune, depending on which it is, to associate with non-devotees for much of your week, you'll hear the unlimited list of these miseries. Greatly detailed beyond your interest, I might add. In nauseatum. And they want some resolution from it. This is why they talk about it. Maybe if I talk about it, it'll go away. No, it's not going anywhere. This verse right here gives the secret to where it's going. Hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's the Super Soul situated in every living entity, including all those innocent animals you're regularly slaughtering and still thinking you're going to be free from misery. It's not possible. So we see here another example of this process of hearing and how it is to our ultimate benefit. This particular text 5 really highlights this. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. The process that we have to take up daily. This is what's meant by nitya. This is the indication of nitya. We must do it, and we must do it daily. Not only daily, forever. This is our salvation. This is how our Savior, our saving grace, will be manifest by this nitya bhagavata sevaya. Regularly hearing about the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. Now sometimes I get in a little bit of a reflective mood, very rarely, but sometimes, and I'll think to myself, when's the last time I heard a Prabhupada lecture? When's the last time I read one of Prabhupada's books? Now, it's our great regret and shortcoming if we do not take advantage of this on a daily basis. We have such amazing opportunities. Here again, back to this wonderful little thing that somebody created. Every single book of Prabhupada is right here. How is that possible? And Bhagavad Gita is this thick. So we have everything right here. And not only Bhagavad Gita, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, throw Chaitanya Bhagavat in there for good measure, Bhakti Ratnakar, Nectar Devotion, everything right here. It's a very simple app. You open it up, you go right there, boom. Everything you want, every single one of Prabhupada's books and anything else spiritual that you can put in there. Plus, you can open it up and go to a website and bingo. transcriptions and vocal recordings of every single lecture Prabhupada did. How much easier does it get to be Krishna conscious? You've got one of these in your pocket, you know, and everybody's got earbuds, or in my case, hearing aids that are synced to your phone. As you get older, you get to give away the earbuds and you get to use hearing aids. So we have this golden opportunity in this age to be fully absorbed in hearing and reading. We had to, in our earlier days, we always had to have the book bag and carry the books around. And well, I want to read from three different books, so we got to carry three of them. You know, it's so much simpler now. So we really have no excuse not to stay absorbed. We really have no excuse. Now, this contrasts us, that mentality, to the aforementioned householder in this verse. In verse three. The aforementioned householder who's doing so much to keep body and soul together. Actually, just to keep body together. They have no idea of soul. It doesn't register with them. But we must never, never forget our need, our obligation, our very salvation for this process of hearing and reading on a daily basis. Prabhupada wanted this. Now, in the earlier days, it was so much simple. I've told this many times. I grew up in a temple that was very, very nice. We had five classes a day. Bhagavatam class in the morning. Then we'd have breakfast, cleaning duties. Then we'd have a class on Ishopanishad. Then we would have a class on Nectar Devotion. Then we'd have Nunati. Who sings that song anymore? Nobody sings that song anymore. Then from there, we'd go out and do Harinam, Sankirtan, book distribution, whatever it was. Come back at night, Gaur Arati, Bhagavad Gita class. After the Bhagavad Gita class, we'd all sit in the front hallway, drink hot milk, and listen to Krishna book. Five times a day, listening to Shastra. From what I hear, not all temples were like that. I was fortunate. So we have this opportunity from our youth in Krishna consciousness to see this. Now, as we grow older, as we're in the waning years of our life, as we're taking up so many responsibilities to keep body and soul together, we have to also embrace that opportunity. My wife's a classic example of this, as much as sometimes it aggravates me. 24 hours a day, she's got some transcendental sound vibration. She's in the office, she's got something going on the computer. She goes into the kitchen, she's got this little thing I bought for her that's got all the Prabhupada, so you push a little button, boom, you know. She goes to bed at night, she's got something, she sleeps with the sound vibration. This is how we should absorb ourselves. Trying every effort, because otherwise, so many, how is it exactly, what do you think? So many subject matters on hearing from in human society. All you have to do is take a look at any news media. I don't care left wing, right wing, middle of the road, whatever. It's all filled with crap. And, you know, they've got four or five important articles maybe, and the rest of it's just all garbage. Who cares? Who married to who divorced who did whatever with it? You know, it's unimportant. But to the very attached householder in materialistic life, this is their nectar. This is the subject matter for which they hanker, the sports thing. One of the guys I work with, he's just like over-the-top fan of, what is it, Arkansas Razorbacks? I don't know if any sports people here or something like that. And just, you know, always has something to say about it, you know? And that's his absorption. And it makes him very happy. And that's very nice. But it's not going to take you back to God. So this particular verse today, it's focused on this process of meditation. And not just doing the process of meditation, but what to meditate on. This is the key factor. 1973 in Los Angeles, Prabhupada points this out, a very nice explanation here. He says, the method is here. It is recommended by Arjuna. Vasudeva Arudayam. Anu means constantly. And Dhyanam means meditation. They have manufactured so many meditations without Vasudeva. That so-called Transcendental Meditation Club, and yoga asana. But go there, and what are they meditating upon? Zero. We all love the way Prabhupada says that. That is there. They cannot say what is the meditation, and where is that transcendental meditation? No, rascal. You will not be able to explain it. But they'll call it with big, big words, transcendental meditation. And what is that transcendental meditation? Please, you explain. Oh, that cannot be explained. It is too difficult to understand. So you see, that is not meditation. But you have got Vasudeva Anudayanam. You just see. Here is Vasudeva, Krishna. You come here and you see him very minutely. How Vasudeva is dressed very nicely, how he's playing his flute, how he's situated with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, how he is enjoying her company. So nice thing to meditate upon. But why you're after zero? And then Prabhupada laughs. And is there anything more joyous than when you hear Prabhupada laugh? You know, it's, you see, you'll hear it in a lecture. He'll suddenly break out into a laugh. And it just brings the greatest happiness to your heart. So he laughs. He says, just see the rascaldom. Here we have such a nice object for meditation. And they are instead meditating upon zero. So this section of the Bhagavatam is where the idea of meditating first on the lotus feet of the Lord and graduating ourselves up progressively comes from. This is indicated here, particularly in this verse. Now, there's mentioned many times before, and you know, this is the source. I say this a lot when I speak on the classes on this subject. And in this purport, Prabhupada does a very important thing. He makes a very significant point. He says, one should not, however, forget or be misled from the complete form of the Lord. Thus, one should practice. And in my notes, I put practice with an exclamation point. One should practice thinking of the different parts of the transcendental body of the Lord, one after another. So practice is needed when we have something that doesn't come naturally to us, or something that requires an effort that we have to work on to get it right. We probably can all recall days when we put a lot of effort into memorizing slokas, trying to remember verse after verse. I remember very clearly when I was memorizing the third chapter of the Gita in 1975 in Chicago, when I was going to Prabhupada's apartment. He lived three blocks from the temple. They had a place for him there, and I was going there, and they were doing some service. And so I would walk that three blocks with my little index cards. You know, we didn't have these back then. We all had handwritten little index cards. And go through and memorize them, and you know, look back down, okay. So much effort we put into that process of memorizing. Verse after verse, repeating them over and over and over, practicing them one after another, daily doing this, sometimes many, many times a day. And then, once we got them, came the all-important point. If you don't use it, you lose it. And some of us may have experienced that. The number of verses I could recite as a brahmachari in the mid-70s is significantly different than the number of verses I can recite off the top of my head right now. So how many verses do we remember from that stack of mantra cards that we used to recite? Now, there are some types like Prangobinda Prabhu, who this is just like an unlimited sloka library up there. You know, drop of a hat, Prang can pull a sloka out of thin air on any subject. But how did that happen? Well, if you ever visited Prang when he used to have his business, he had copious handwritten notes. And he was always referring to them. Practice, practice, practice. This is how we get to this point. This isn't something we should think, yeah, I did that in my youth. Okay, that was nice. There was a time when I remember very clearly when I would listen to Prabhupada's lecture the first time through, and I had a little notepad. I'd always listen when I did my puja. And I had a little notepad and a pen, and I'd stop the tape and, you know, make a note on that, you know, and I have all these notes from there, you know. So this becomes easy to remember these things. Practice, practice, practice. Whatever type of practice is going to be different for each person. And we see this and we accept it in ordinary activities, right? Beethoven didn't come out of the womb playing music. Mozart's father had to enforce in him very strict discipline to get him to practice at the piano. And what was the result? Centuries later, their efforts are still remembered. All because of this effort of practice, practice, practice. So if we want to just be able to remember Krishna just in this one life, practice, 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 we have to do it. So Prabhupada says if we practice, we'll remember at the time of death. Nitya Seva. This is the result of Nitya Seva. And this is what we're striving for. Everything is a preparation for the final exam. When I used to drive Uber and during the exam time, all the students would be so stressed out. They had these tests they were preparing for. And some of them were going from one lab to the next. They were the intelligent ones. Some of them were going from one bar to the next. They were not the ones that were going to be passing. So practice, practice, practice. They had to make this effort. So this test is coming up for us. And what is that test? It's the time of death. It's going to come, you know. We don't know when it's going to come. And this is what Prabhupada defines old age means close to death, but who knows when they're going to die? So we're all in old age. A little baby crawling around, the old guy in the room. We don't know, so we have to be prepared by this practice. Prabhupada hints in this purport at a more gradual process that can be applied. It was mentioned just a few verses before. Brahmeti, Paramateti, Bhagavan Eti, Sabdati. Gradually working one's way up to remember Krishna himself, to seeing the actual form of Krishna. And we're fortunate to have already passed through these stages. Whether we completed it in a previous life or whether we had some contact or experience with it when we were, you know, preparing ourselves to enter into Krishna consciousness, whatever the case is, we've gone past that. And now we're at the point to where we get to see Shamsundar. We have the opportunity to see Shamsundar. As Prabhupada says, dressed very nicely, playing his flute, and with his eternal associate, Srimati Radharani. How much more fortunate are we? Every day we have this opportunity to daily see Radha Shamsundar. Now some of us are able to come before them personally, day in and day out, boom. Some of us have other means, this and its big brother, that we can be able to view the form of the Lord. This is like our Kali Yuga representation of Sanjaya's vision. You know, Sanjaya was able to be in one place. Of course, there's some debate on this, but at any rate, be in one place and project what was going on in the battlefield. So we can be in one place and see all the wonderful devotees that have showed up for the worship of Radha Shamsundar, all the nice effort that's gone into dressing him so beautifully, and all the deities on the altar with a different outfit each morning and a different outfit each evening. All the effort that goes into making all the beautiful flower garlands, all the effort that goes into choosing all the different types of jewelry to complement the outfit, to make sure that the earrings match in some way and don't contrast, and that the jewelry isn't too big and bulky, and you know, all of these different details. The incredible expertise of putting a turban together for the Lord. All of these things are the meditations that the pujaris daily have. And then we get the benefit of all their service by seeing the deities in this way and being able to remember them. And it's a meditation. Sometimes that knowledge comes unwittingly. There's a guy I work with, department next to me, he said to me one day, he said, "Hey Chaz, what happens at 9:10? Thinking 9:10. Okay, let me see. The store closes at 9 o'clock. So what? I have to be sure the pallets of salt up front. Or I was kind of caught off guard. I said, "I don't know what." He said, "The curtains closed." I said, "What?" He said, "Come here." He pulled up the temple website. There's the list of what happened. He said, 9:10, the curtain's closed. What curtain's closed? Is there a window that gets... So I had to say, no, that's the altar. Is it an electric curtain? Does somebody push a button or is it done by hand? I said, no, the deities. So they take rest out early? I said, they don't stay up late? I said, no. I said, once a year on their birthday. He said, so they don't go out anywhere afterwards? I said, oh, they go out, but we just don't see. unwittingly engaged in a conversation about Krishna. He said to me yesterday, the same person, he said, hey, your friend Govinda was in here. Or should I say your friend, the protector of the cows? So somehow or another in this Kali Yuga, by the advancement of Krishna consciousness, by Prabhupada's coming here to this God-forsaken place, so many people are having an opportunity to experience Krishna consciousness, you know? So remembrance and practice, this is what will save us. There's another lecture. And Prabhupada says, this is from 1st Canto, chapter 15, text 29. The verse is that Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna rapidly increased his devotion. When I said rapidly, the sun came out. That's a sign. This is very important. Rapidly increased his devotion. And as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. Such a wonderful statement. Now Prabhupada continues. So find out any man who is not in anxiety. Not only human being, but also animals, birds, beasts, they are all in anxiety. That is a symptom of material consciousness, anxiety. So spiritual life means anxiety less. This is the difference between material life and spiritual life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is described what is spiritual life. As soon as you identify with the absolute truth, Brahman, then the symptoms will be there, prasanatma, jubilation. So this is very interesting, this verse. It makes a very, very interesting point. The indication is very clear. All the trash in the mind. This acknowledges that there's trash in the mind. Now, I think we can say very safely that the trash in Arjuna's mind is significantly different than the trash in our mind. No doubt about it. But the beauty of this verse is that simply by remembering the Lord, by meditating on his form, tying it back to the meditation recommended in today's verse, all the trash, your trash, my trash, everybody's trash, can be removed. Arjuna's trash. All degrees of trash are, as my British friend Aaron says, all the rubbish. Now, Chanaka Pandit, he instructs us how we can learn different lessons from certain animals. Dattatreya Rishi speaks to us from the Bhagavatam about the 24 gurus. With these instructions of the Bhagavatam, we can even learn a lesson from the garbage collector. So I was thinking about this. We take all our garbage, our trash, our rubbish, whatever word you want to use, and it's taken out of the house. You collect it in different locations in the house. That's the trash. The kid starts to play, no, that's the trash. Stay out of there. Right? You take it all. Then from there, you take it out and you put it in a big can outside. So you've identified it as trash and put it in one location. And then you take it and put it into another location outside of the house. It no longer has a connection with what's going on in the house. It's unwanted. From there, you take it to the curb. Now, an interesting thing happens after you put it there. It's got no value to you. It's got no use to you. You put it in there, you take it out. You forget about it. Then the garbage man comes along. Now, he doesn't inspect the trash. He doesn't go through it and ask, you sure you want to get rid of this? This looks like you might want to keep it. What about this attachment? You sure you want to give up this anartha? No, the garbage man doesn't do that. He just takes it, throws it in the truck, and whoosh, it's gone. You never see it again. God forbid you got a piece of paper or a note or something in there you need. You're never going to get it. And he throws it so far away from us that we don't have to deal with it anymore. It's done. Now, of course, you have to pay a fee. You have to pay a fee for that service. Monthly, we pay a fee to the city. They send a guy by once a week. He collects the trash, gets rid of it. My life's simple. Look how much stuff I got rid of. I don't want it. Put it on the curb. It's gone. Boom. I don't have to think about it again. What a wonderful system. Reading the Srimad Bhagavatam daily
studying the Srimad Bhagavatam daily. This is the fee we pay to have the trash from our mind removed. It's very simple. You got to pay the garbage man. If you don't pay the monthly fee, right? Oh, it's really not very nice. All the garbage collects up at the curb. It looks unsightly. Starts to stink. The neighbors begin to complain. Similarly, if we don't pay the fee of regularly reading and studying the Bhagavatam, all the trash in our heart begins to build up. We look unsightly, stink. The neighbors begin to complain. Prabhu, what are you doing to yourself? So this is such a nice process that Prabhupada's given us. How to meditate on Krishna daily. How we can embrace that meditation fully and enthusiastically, and what is the means to go about it. This section of the Bhagavatam is very, very instructive and essential in our developing this process. So, we'll finish there. Thank you very much. Opportunity to speak on this most important section of Srimad Bhagavatam. If there's any questions, we'll try and take them. Yes, Chitari Puru. Put me on the spot.
Well, I had two questions. Was that Zach or Robert?
What's that?
Was that Zach or Robert?
No names outside the store.
Okay. I've listened to one class that I think Pran Govinda gave. Was about the breakdown of Om, that the A is Krishna, and then the U, and then the M. Ah. So how is... If we actually understand that, is it still make it impersonal? You said it was kind of an impersonal.
We have to understand it, but we're fortunate to be beyond that. Yeah. We don't have to worry about meditating on Om. You know, we begin each mantra from Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, Om Namo Narasimhaya, Om Namo Om Hrim Hum Hum, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya. We begin with Om. Okay. Om Sahasra Sirsa Purusha, like that. But we don't have to get absorbed in that. We move right past that. We go straight to beautiful form of Radha Shamsundar.
Thank you.
All right, we'll finish there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.